You are listening to the audio production of Hide This in Your Heart, Memorizing Scripture for Kingdom Impact by Michael Frost and Graham Joseph Hill, published by NAB Press in alliance with Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by Ross Kennedy. Introduction: How Memorizing the Bible Empowers Us for Discipleship and Mission. There is no standing still. Every gift, every increment of knowledge and insight I receive only drives me deeper into the Word of God. God has given us the Scripture, from which we are to discern God's will. The Scripture wants to be read and thought about every day afresh. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. In 2018, Babel Music released its list of the top karaoke songs of all time. You don't have to particularly like any of these songs, or even have been born in the era when they were hits, to have some of the lyrics of every one of these songs buried in your brain somewhere. From the list: 1. Mr. Brightside, The Killers. 2. You Ought to Know, Alanis Morissette. 3. I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. 4. Don't Stop Believin', Journey. 5. Cheerleader, OMI. 6. Wonderwall, Oasis. 7. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. 8. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Aretha Franklin. 9. Under Pressure, Queen and David Bowie. 10. Lose Yourself, Eminem. Go on, admit it. You heard a strain of Just a Small Town Girl Living in a Lonely World, didn't you? What about And I Wish to You Joy and Happiness? But above all this, I Wish You Love. We might not know the whole song, and we might have even misheard or misremembered the lyrics, but a couple of lines like, Maybe You're Going to Be the One That Saves Me, and After All, You're My Wonderwall, well, they really stick, don't they? They're not called earworms for nothing. What about lines from movies? We have friends who can quote whole scenes from The Big Lebowski. And everyone knows, I'll Have What She's Having, from When Harry Met Sally. Or, You Complete Me, from Jerry Maguire. Or, I'm Going to Make Him an Offer He Can't Refuse, from The Godfather. It never ceases to amaze people what bits of useless dialogue they have rattling around in their brains. Jack Nicholson's courtroom testimony in A Few Good Men, or Al Pacino's speech to the school board hearing in Scent of a Woman. Stupid gags from Ron Burgundy or Michael Scott. The esoteric musings of Dale Cooper. What's the use of knowing all that stuff? Is our memory just a repository for random bits of pointless data? And yet memorization used to be a central part of learning. I, Michael, am just old enough to remember, when I was a young student in Australia, being made to recite long swathes of poetry or learn multiplication tables by rote. We were forced to memorize the periodic table of elements, and, for some reason, we had to be able to recount every river that flows into the eastern seaboard of Australia from north to south, and the major towns on its banks. I hated it, mostly because we got hit with a ruler if we got it wrong. Things have changed a lot since then, thank goodness. Memorization has a bad rap these days, mainly because we know that information learned by rote in school is soon forgotten when we have no other use for it, but also because we live in an age when impromptu expression is more highly valued than memorized screeds. Note how today people think public prayer is more meaningful if it's made up right there on the spot. We're suspicious of memorized liturgies because we assume they don't come from the heart. We prefer preachers who appear to be presenting extemporaneously to those who are either reading their notes or reciting them by rote. We don't trust politicians who are woodenly following a teleprompter. Our love of unrehearsed speech and our skepticism about memorized information have meant that no one commits anything to memory much anymore, except maybe PIN numbers. And yet, in his treatise on the education of children, Plutarch claimed memory was a key component in the development of students. Above all, the memory of children should be trained and exercised. For
Sample complete. Ready to continue?